The sweet cakes had been soaked with honey, rich and heavy on the tongue. But how Catlin had dreaded those smiles! The sour leaf had stained Masha's teeth a dark red and made her smile a bloody horror. "An inn," Sir Roderick repeated wistfully. "If only... But we dare not risk it. If we wish to remain unknown, I think it best we seek out some small holdfast."
He broke off as they heard sounds up the road. Splashing water, the clink of mail, a horse's whinny.
"Riders," he warned, his hand dropping to the hilt of his sword. Even on the King's Road, it never hurt to be wary.
They followed the sounds around a lazy bend of the road and saw them. A column of armed men noisily fording a swollen stream. Catlin reined up to let them pass. The banner in the hand of the foremost rider hung sodden and limp, but the guardsmen wore indigo cloaks, and on their shoulders flew the silver eagle of Seaguard.
"Malisters," Sir Roderick whispered to her, as if she had not known. "My lady, best pull up your hood."
Catlin made no move. Lord Jason Malister himself rode with them, surrounded by his knights, his son Patrick by his side, and their squires close behind. They were riding for King's Landing and the hounds Tawny, she knew. For the past week the travellers had been thick as flies upon the King's Road. Knights and free riders, singers with their harps and drums, heavy wagons laden with hops or corn or casks of honey, traders and craftsmen and whores, and all of them moving south.